recent grizzly bear mauling in the state has drawn attention to interactions between the animals and humans. As the urban-wildland interface expands, there has been an uptick in grizzly encounters in parts of the state that have never had them before. The Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks Department is holding educational town halls to help people avoid bear encounters. It's part of the state's Bear Aware campaign. Fish and wildlife educators spoke to landowners, farmers, and ranchers recently about potential grizzly encounters in southern Montana's Big Timber area to share information about bear management where there have been more encounters, says the department's Chrissy Webb.
We are seeing the grizzly bear population in Montana continue to expand to new areas, planning ahead with this expansion. An increase of grizzly bear numbers with, you know, communities that maybe haven't had experience with grizzly bears in the past.
Webb says Big Timber is one of those areas. It's a catch-22. As advocates work to restore the endangered grizzly bear population, there is a higher incidence of human interaction, including in areas where there have not been problems previously. Webb points out grizzly bears are still protected under the Federal Endangered Species Act. Webb says in addition to suggesting people keep their trash in bear-proof containers, fruit trees and other bear attractants can also cause problems. She adds that ranchers are now trying a less common but highly effective way to keep the bears away and protect landowners' smaller animals.
Electric fences can be a really practical way to keep bears out of smaller and more vulnerable livestock, such as chickens or goats and sheep. Chickens are, you know, an especially pretty easy target for bears and a tasty target.
Webb says wildlife officials will continue the Bear Aware campaign to get the word out that the best way to deal with a bear-human conflict is to prevent it in the first place. For Big Sky Connection, I'm Mark Moran. Find our 8 trust indicators for transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.